Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
That's where we are, right here.
Now, this week I asked the question, are you giving your life away? And the heartbeat was all about, where are you laying your life down for others? And having a heart that lays your life down for others.
Because that's what Jesus did.
Exactly, because that's what we're called to. And we know that Jesus called us, and he gives us the great commandment to love God and to love our neighbour. And God calls us to show our love for him by showing love for others.
Yes.
Because if we really know how much God loves us, it can't help but stir in us a response to love others. Yeah. That's right. And it might not
or
be saying
a
Jesus.
A response to show others the love of Jesus. And it just flows because Jesus' love is for everyone. So it flows out to everyone.
Mm.
I think the hardest thing is, who's your neighbour? Because it says love your neighbour.
Mm.
What if you've got a grumpy old neighbour, a grumpy young neighbour?
Still your neighbour.
I know. You know, some of them can be very, what's the word, raw, abusive, even just language-wise.
Mm.
So you don't even feel... a nice, gentle love towards them.
It could be a challenge.
Very challenging.
It could be a challenge. But that's what God calls
us. You know, they could
to.
Be the neighbour that, you know, when they cut a branch that's your tree going on their property, and they're allowed to cut it off and throw it back, throw it on your side of the fence. Like just things that just irk you and you go, oh, my goodness.
You're talking past experience, Mom.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Or I remember... we had a very narrow street and we had to put our bins out, right?
Mm.
I came one day to get my bin that supposedly had been emptied, but because my bin, where the bins were, there weren't any other spots.
Yep.
So, and I know it was the next door neighbour, pulled my bin away, put her bin there. So all those bins got emptied and mine was not sitting along the front row, so it didn't get emptied. I was thinking, oh, my goodness, couldn't she have shuffled? Because it depends where you just go out first and put your bin out.
Mm.
So you have to shuffle your bin around, don't you? You know, if you're late, say, and putting your bin out and there's not much space, don't you? I don't know. I shuffle the bins along.
Bin etiquette 101 here.
Yeah, yep. That's right. We all can fit. I was just flabbergasted that someone would even do that.
And God calls us, Mum.
To love our neighbour.
To love our neighbour. That's right. That's right. And it is a challenge. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy at all. The question I think we can all ask ourselves is, are we giving our life away to the right things? Because we may not be. You know, you may be giving your life away to your career and maybe that's the right thing.
All the time
doing
it. But
maybe it's not.
No, maybe you've got to spread out between career and family and serving the world somehow.
Because we all give our life away to something.
Something,
and maybe many things.
Chocolate, sitting in front of the TV.
Maybe on a
chocolate.
Friday night, yeah. So we all give our life away to something, but not everything's a good thing. But so there's a challenge there to ask ourselves, so first of all, what are we giving our life away to? And then where does God want me to give my life away? Where does he want me to serve? Essentially, that's what I'm saying. And he wants us to serve in all areas of our life. He wants us to have a heart of service for people. So it's not just I come to church on Sunday and I'm on the reading roster and that's my service for the week. That's not what this heartbeat's about. It's about a servant heart for every area of my life, for every person that I meet. How can I lay my life down for you?
Yeah, and I think that can vary a bit in your season of life.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
If you're a young mother with little children, You can't maybe volunteer as much.
No, but your service is your children.
Yes, yes, yeah. But that we don't often think like that.
No.
We think, oh, I didn't volunteer at the school, you know, because they do ask for volunteers at different things. Because I've tried once before, I was volunteering, helping with reading in year one and two. Mm. Without thinking, I had a little baby, but the baby doesn't stay a baby in a little in the little carry basket. The baby then starts moving around and crawling and whatever. You try listening to reading for the years ones and twos when there's a baby who's crawling along the floor and getting into everything.
Yeah, difficult.
It doesn't quite work. But that's my mentality, was I had to do, I guess, service outside of my normal life, whereas sometimes your service is in your just normal life.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, I'm serving my children. I'm caring for them. I'm bringing them up in the ways of the Lord.
Mm. Because I shared a scripture in Mark which says, for those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. That's in Mark 8:35. And so if we give our life away, if we serve others for the sake of the gospel, then Jesus says here, then we find our life. So we actually find meaning.
We find fulfillment.
Yeah. But what does that mean to give our life away in our everyday life for the sake of the gospel? Because I don't think it means standing in a pulpit and preaching.
No, I think it's more having the mind, the heart, the eyes to see when, I don't know, it doesn't have to be someone walking along and it's starting to rain and you sort of know them a little bit and you think, oh, why don't I give them a lift? I'm driving, they're walking. Like just helping them out a bit or something, going that extra mile for people. Noticing when, oh, I haven't seen my neighbour for a little while, I wonder if they're not well or something. Do you know what I mean? Caring for people outside of yourself.
Yeah. I do think it costs us something to be God's follower, Jesus' follower. It costs us something.
Sacrifice our time.
Yeah.
Our effort. Even our money sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we need to be aware and listening to, again, what the Holy Spirit might be encouraging us to do.
Yep, that little nudge that you feel. Oh, yeah, go that over little there.
Whisper in your mind which says, go talk to that person. Mm. They look a bit lonely. That person looks a bit sad. Why don't you go cheer them up?
Mm.
That sort of thing.
Sometimes I find a big sacrifice, which is hard to give up, is it's not just time, it's my downtime.
Ah.
That's what.
Your time.
Yeah. So I have to give up my, oh, I just want to sit on the couch.
Your relaxation time.
Yeah. But that's the heart that God wants us to have for others, that we would give up that, which actually is quite precious. Like, how often do you just enjoy, oh, I got nothing, just sit on the couch, you know?
It reminds me when the little children were coming to Jesus and the disciples say, no, 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 he's too tired and basically turned them away. And Jesus said, no, let the little ones come to me.
Mm.
So even in his human tiredness, he didn't want anyone not to come to him.
Mm. And that's a great example, because I find with some people in life, that's what they won't give up. But that's what I think sometimes God asks us of to. Us. As that extra sacrifice to serve other people in need.
The thing we need to do, though, as well, is when we are in that position, say, Lord, in my tiredness, would you give me the energy just a little bit to go out and greet someone or give this person time, help me? Because we are human. We are weak and frail. We only have so much energy, if you want to call it that. But God can restore and revitalize and give us great energy and effort. I've seen often read about the lives of the saints. I often think of Mother Teresa in Calcutta. She must have got tired. She was only this four foot older lady. She was in her 60s, 50s and 60s when she first started looking after the poor.
Yeah.
Surely her knees with arthritis, bending down, carrying people, lifting people or helping them, that must have been hard.
Mm.
And she started it, remember, all by herself.
Yep. Mm.
And then other ladies came and joined her, and then they had another group where there were priests and brothers
mm.
who started a similar type of groups, clergy, but and supported her work. But, like, you have to draw upon the Lord, surely.
Mm.
You can't do it all by yourself.
No. Yeah.
And I think that's I'd say the hardest thing I would find is, the energy, the effort.
Mm. Mm.
You know, okay, you've got to use your time, which maybe that is where you do re-energize, where you relax enough to get more energy back.
Mm.
But God did so much for us. So it's listening to the Spirit and then balancing all of that in your life.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. Yeah.
So the weekly challenge is to look at what are the opportunities in your life to serve others like Christ did. Because there might be opportunities all the time, someone asking you to come and assist with something, but you know, it's in your downtime, so you're like, oh no, I can't do it then. Like maybe there are things that are coming up that you need to listen to the Holy Spirit to say, hey, serve here, serve there, go there. Yeah. So that is the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've really enjoyed this heartbeat and that it's given you something to think about as you go through the rest of your week. We look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.